From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Here are today's top five true crime stories. Let's get into it. First, from Crime Reads, Literary Hub. The 8 best fake crime novels in film and TV, ranked. So, many years ago, when we were still in office, so I guess 2019, Dwyer Murphy and I joked about putting together a list of the best fake crime novels in film and TV. You know, you'll be watching a show and one of the characters will be a writer, and they'll be writing a book. And sometimes that book is a mystery. Next. Second, from Crime Reads, Literary Hub, how Justine Larbalestier and Scott Westerfeld melded their visions for a new novel and turned it into an epic family crime saga. On July 21st, our first co-written novel published. Unlike many collaborations, particularly by married couples, The Mortons isn't a two-hander. This dark tale of an ancient crime family is told from a single point of view, but informed by our distinct upbringings. Justine was raised in Australia and moved to the U.S. as an adult. Her favorite crime writers are Attica Locke, Charlotte McConaghy, and Walker Mosley. Scott was born in Texas and grew up all over the U.S. His faves are Patricia Highsmith and Jim Thompson. "Scott, what if you made it dark academia?" I asked. No, up next. Third, from Crime Reads, Literary Hub. What should you watch this weekend? A mystery lover's guide to what's new to streaming this weekend, The Bombing of Pan Am 103, Netflix. This chronicle of the 1988 Lockerbie bombing is far and away one of the best detective series you'll come across this year. The show, which stars Connor Swindles, Patrick J. Adams, and Merritt Weaver, focuses on the years-long investigation into the tragedy, the battle on behalf of victims' families, and the incredibly complex cross-jurisdictional hurdles to the detectives taking on the case. And then, fourth, from Crime Reads, Literary Hub, Sinners, Saints, and Screenplays on Jim Thompson and Stanley Kubrick. Recently, I've been watching my former Chelsea, New York City neighbor Ethan Hawke in the cool FX neo-noir series The Lowdown, which is streaming on Hulu. Though I won't get into the plot of this sizzling Southern tale, I was quite surprised and happy to see the books of author Jim Thompson get equal screen time alongside actors Keith David, Jan Trippelhorn, and Kyle MacLachlan. Next, fifth, from Crime Reads, Literary Hub. The best crime novels, mysteries, and thrillers of August 2026. There's a lot of heavy hitters coming out this August, all of which are impossible oneself away from, I should know. Below, you'll find the following. New series installments from Robert Jackson Bennett and William Kent Krueger, the first in a new series from Robin Geagle, moody character studies from Lawrence Osborne and Chris Bojalian, daring thrillers from Jennifer Hillier and Josh Silver, haunting gothics from Riley Sager, Danya Coles, and Jennifer Given, and high-concept mysteries from Ellery Lloyd and Rafael Montes. Robin Geagle, All We Hide, Soho Crime. I'm psyched for Robin Geagle's All That's Today's True Crime Brief. Subscribe at storyflow.com to get this delivered to your private podcast feed every morning.